Amen. Prophetic prayer declaration. We decree and declare this is the day the Lord has made. We decree and declare we are healed of the Lord. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord. We decree and declare clarity over our lives. We decree and declare angelic visitation take place on this day right now. We decree and declare the divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and their families. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surround and encompass us right now. We decree and declare divine connection. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding. Take us over right now, O Lord. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and our family lives. We decree and declare fruit-bearing good works this day. We decree and declare, and you move, live, and have our being. We decree and declare right relations. Moderator, please open up the line so we can speak in our heavenly language.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Praise God forever and ever. Amen. Heavenly Father, in the mighty, powerful name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, again tonight, again for this time of gathering. We thank you, Lord God, where the prophets, the prophetess, and, Lord God, the company of prophets can come together and pray. And we also pray for those, Lord God. Thank you for those praying on the line too, Lord God, here and on the line. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the miracles that you're doing. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in this time of the hour, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the Archbishop, Master Prophet Ibanah Jordan, Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We thank you, Lord God, for the leaders, Lord God, Prophet Joshua Jordan and Prophet Josh Jordan's wife. We thank you also for Prophet Manasseh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for the Jordan family, and we thank you for each and every company of prophet, Lord God, for the Lord God, we thank you, each and every one of them, Lord God, that are participating on the line tonight, Lord God, and even those that may be tired and could not participate, we thank you, Lord God, and we bless them in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing. We thank you for the fledglings, Lord God. We thank you for raising them up in a mighty way, Lord God. We thank you for giving them good education. We thank you for making education made easy, Lord God, for those, Lord God, on the line, and those, Lord God. We thank you for the direction and the leadership of the Master Prophet Ibanah Jordan. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, that those that are made to be healed, that may be sick, Lord God, in their body. We thank you for healing them, their mind, their spirit, and their natural physical body, Heavenly Father. And we thank you, Lord God, for giving them the spirit to receive it, to give them the confidence and the boldness to just believe it, and to take action to what you speak to their heart, their mind, and their spirit, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, because you're the great I am that I am. We thank you, Lord God, for your Lord of Lords and Kings of Kings. We thank you, Lord God, because you're our way maker, our keeper. We thank you, Lord God, for success, for prosperity. We thank you, Lord God, for money-making ideas. We thank you, Lord God, for right connections, Lord God, boldness, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that we're blessed to be a blessing. We give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' mighty and powerful name we pray. Amen and amen.
Glory be to God, Father, and so Lord, we give you thanks. And we give you praise for the dawning, Father, of a brand new day. Because, Lord, you said this is the day that the Lord has made. And we will rejoice and be glad. We thank you, Father, because you said, Father, remember you not the former things, neither consider the things of old. For you said a new thing you will do, Father, before it spring forth. You will tell us about it. So we thank you for the revelation, Father, that will come forth. Even, Lord, from your Holy Spirit, Father. Because we know your mercies are new every morning, and great is your faithfulness. Thank you, Father, for the daily bread you have bestowed upon us as your people, Father. Lord, you being our great provider, Jehovah Jireh. We thank you, Father, for, Lord, for being the fountain of living waters, my God, that him that thirsts, my God, can come and drink from the water freely. Lord, knowing that freely, Father, we have received freely, we give in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for the blood that flows, my God, Lord, from your naked hand. Father, the blood that comes from you, Lord Jesus, that washes us as white as snow, that we are the redeemed of the Lord. And you said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hands of the enemy, that the Lord is good. And Lord, you do it well. We bless you, Father, for tonight. We bless you for this morning. And we thank you, Father, that we lift up our spiritual leaders before you, even Archbishop Ibanah Jordan, Pastor and Prophetess Deborah Jordan, Father, and the entire Jordans and Barons family, that, Father, you are a point of your spirit and pointing, Lord, revelation that will come forth, my God, for the revelant season and the time, my God, that we are living in, Father. You unfold it and bring understanding, my God, even of the times and season. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your wisdom that you imparted, Father, to the body of Christ. And Lord, to everyone that's on the line tonight, Father, that you are touching by God and imparting your wisdom. For you said wisdom is a principal thing, but Father, in all our wisdom, my God, get understanding. So breathe upon us by your Holy Spirit, Father, your understanding, my God, that Lord, hearts and minds continue to be open, my God, in a greater manner, Father, to receive that which you are doing and to know, Father, the things which I have not seen nor ear heard, neither has it entered the heart of men, the things that you are revealing unto us by your Holy Spirit, my God. So let the revelation come forth even now in the name of Jesus. Let the healing virtue flow even upon leaders, my God, even upon those who are right now, Father, reaching out. Lord, we connect to them in agreement by faith, and we decree they are whole, complete, and divine, and that, Father, they are walking upright. Because, Father, you're upholding them with your strong and mighty right hand of uprightness. Thank you, Father, for being a sun and a shield to us. Thank you, Father, that we can continue to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. We say, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So we thank you for your covering, Father, that will release upon your people, your covering, Father, Lord, that will, Lord, expand and expel, Lord, expand your angels and assignment, Father, so we can continue around about the lives of your people. For, Lord, in bringing divine deliverance, in bringing divine protection, Father. We thank you for Prophetess and Mother Mary Jordan, Prophetess and Mother Mary Berrien, Father, and the entire Berrien's and Jordan's family, my God, that you are touching and rejuvenating their spirit continually, Father, in going forward. We thank you for the open doors. We thank you for those who are in the prison, Father, that you are touching. And, Father, you open the prison door and bring divine the release to their hearts and minds. And we thank you, Father, for drawing men unto you. Even as we lift your Father, Lord, you said, our cup overflowing. And we thank you for surely goodness and mercy shall continue to follow us all the days of our life as we continue to dwell in the house of the Lord forever, to behold your beauty and the choir, your Lord, in your temple. Thank you for direction. Thank you for ordering our steps. Thank you, Father, that let God arise and all energy scattered in the east, west, north, and south. And we thank you for your peace that you're establishing within hearts and minds, souls and body, even your nation Israel. We bless you, Father, for tonight. We thank you for this day. And we thank you for the blessing of the Lord that make it rich and add no sorrow. And we thank you for your supernatural visitation that is still occurring, Father, and lingering anointing upon your people. And we thank you for doing all things, all by the power of your Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. We thank you, amen, amen, and amen.
Father God, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for your mercy and goodness. We thank you for how excellent your name. We thank you for letting us walk in your mercy and your goodness each morning. Thank you, Lord, for this night. Thank you, Lord, for past Archbishop and Pastor Joseph. Thank you for blessing them. Thank you for splendoring them. Thank you for giving them the vision that you call them to do. Thank you for the prophets. Thank you for globalizing. Thank you, Lord, for the government that you place in each country. Thank you for blessing them. Thank you for giving them wisdom to know how to run a country. Thank you, Lord, for the elderly. Thank you for putting his protection over them. For those who are defending, who can protect themselves from those who try to hurt them or steal from them. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for covering the earth with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for my father and mother. Thank you for giving them strength in the physical bodies. Oh, thank you for touching my mother in my eyes and doing a healing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for helping my sister to find someone to take the dog. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for giving my family for financial breakthrough. Thank you for bringing delivering to my family. Thank you, Lord, for this future surgery that I will be having and knowing that you will be Dr. Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord, also for the children in school. Thank you for protecting them. Thank you for putting a hedge of protection over them too. Thank you for touching their minds. And thank you for the creativity. Thank you for money-making ideas. Thank you, Lord, for watching over the mothers. And thank you for giving them strength in the physical body. Thank you for blessing the Jordan family and continue blessing them with the blood of Jesus over them. Thank you, Lord, for Prophet Naomi, who's about to deliver soon. thank you, Lord, for giving her strength to be able to deliver. Thank you, Lord. Also, thank you, Lord, for your favor, for giving us breakthrough and for death cancellation. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, thank you for those who need healing the body and whatever part of the body. Thank you for healing them from the crown of the head to the toes. Thank you, Lord, for letting your will be done to your people. And thank you for honoring us for the first step, honoring up the first step. Thank you, Lord, for letting your will be done on this earth and continue doing it. And I give you the praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from my ordinances, and I have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will turn unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye say, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet we have robbed me. But they say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that they may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Father, I thank you for another day to come before your presence. Father, I thank you for our leadership, Archbishop, Master, Prophet, even our Jordan, our leading lady, Pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan. Father, I thank you for healing and strength to Mother Mary Jordan, Mother Mary Barrier, Mother Betty Johnson. Father, I thank you for all the mothers healing around the world. Father, I thank you that this prayer is a blessing unto your people, and I thank you for your people that comes on the call every night diligently to come before you, Lord, for we know that you are our shepherd, and we shall never want, need, or lack for anything. For you say the earth is filled with abundance, and infinite supply are theirs for the taking. Father, I thank you for love, success, and strength to your people. I thank you for every prayer request that is uttered on this line. I thank you for everyone that is preparing for healing and strength to their body, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. We know that no weapon formed against them shall ever prosper. Father, we claim and declare victory for everyone that's on this line that is represented. I thank you for family legacy. I thank you for marriages. Father, keep the marriages unified, to keep the families intact. Father, cover the children. Father, cover the fledglings of Poem. Thank you for prophecology and Poem and every prophet that is represented on this line. Father, we thank you for the victory of good news concerning any reports of surgery. Father, guide the surgeons. Guide the nurses, everyone in that room, Lord. May your angels of protection cover them for anyone that's having surgeries, Lord. Father, we thank you for the good report because you are in control of all things. And I thank you, Lord, that we are tithers and we are in covenant with you. Father, special prayer for Pastor Mastering Cohen and Shekinah Glory. Father, heal her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Father, I thank you for opportunities of elevation and expansion, real estate miracles, authors that's coming forth to birth forth their ideas and not have to ask permission to be successful. For you have given them the opportunity to be successful. You've given them the tools. All they have to do is seek your wisdom out and meditate day and night. Father, I love you to life, and I ask all these things in Jesus' almighty name. Amen and amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for another opportunity to come in the presence, in your presence, with your people, O God. Father, we thank you right now for life. We thank you for our well-being. We thank you. We lift up our leaders, Father, Master Prophet Bernard Jordan and Lady Pastor Deborah Jordan, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that they said yes unto your purpose and your vision and the mission that is on the inside of them. We thank you that because of their yes, we are here, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, bless each and every family that is on this call. Please bless each and every prophet, prophetess, Lord God, that is on the line. Bless each and every individual that is on the prayer list and every situation and circumstances, that your presence be there in the midst, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Ephesians 6 says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Father, we are here watching in prayer, bringing before you the supplication of all the saints, Father, all the needs, all the healing that is needed, O God. Every situation and every circumstance, we lift it up before you. Father, we pray even for the raising up of other prayer warriors, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, for the transformation of your people, O God, that we may enter into that level and be prepared for what you would have for us to walk onto. Help us to be in that place, Lord God, that we may be able to walk into the next season that you're preparing for us to come unto, O God. Cause us to be unified. Cause us to be in one mind and in one spirit, O God. Father, that as we together, Lord, be transformed individually, that we as a local body, we be transformed corporately, O God. Father, that we may come up to the full stature of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, that we will be what you will have us to be and be prepared for the next season, O God. Father, to be able to demonstrate you and to carry your word. Father, we thank you for the globalization of the prophetic in the mighty name of Jesus through all parts of the world. Father, we bless you right now for the things that you're doing in each and every one of our lives. We thank you for the mind of Christ. Cause us to be focused, O God. Help us to be focused in you. Help us to take delight in you, O God, that we may be filled with your Spirit, that we may walk in the Spirit, that we may be those sons and daughters of God. For, Lord, the creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Oh, Father, we glorify you now. We give you praise, glory, honor, and thanks for that which you are doing in each and every one of your people's lives. Father, we lift up the leader of this nation. Father, we lift up the president of the United States. We lift up those that are in the seats of government, oh God. Oh, Lord, that they will seek for your wisdom. Oh, Father, that your wisdom will be accepted by them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless you and we praise you and we glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
For the Lord says, it was my plan to crush him and cause him to suffer. I made his life an offering to pay for sin. But he will see all his children after him. In fact, he will continue to live. My plan will be brought about through him. And Joseph found favor in his eyes, and he served him. Then he appointed him over his house, and all that he owned was put into his hands. Father, we give you the glory and the honor and the praise. We thank you for breakthrough. We thank you, Lord God, that all of our debts are paid. We thank you, Lord God, that Jesus became sin for us. We thank you, Lord, that Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law. Christ redeemed us from sickness. Christ redeemed us from poverty. Christ redeemed us from spiritual death. For poverty, he's given us wealth. For sickness, he's given us health. And for death, he's given us eternal life. We thank you, Lord God, for redemptive benefits. We thank you, Lord God, that you give us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. We thank you, Lord God, for healing us from emotional neglect and every generational curse. We thank you, Lord God, for your redemptive work in our lives. We thank you, Lord God, that our minds are renewed by your word. We thank you, Father God, that every family that's represented on this call is set free by your blood. We thank you, Lord God, that the wealth of the wicked is not only laid up for us, but is being released into our coffers even now. We thank you, Lord God, for the tithe, that holy seed that we shall commit unto you, Father God, because we know that you are our source. We thank you, Father God, that the devourer has been rebuked because of our obedience. We thank you, Father God, for your blood that covers, and we thank you, Lord God, that every generational curse is canceled, every harassing spirit and every negative prayer prayed against us is reversed and sent back to the sender, 1,000-fold return. We cover our archbishop, we cover our leading lady, we cover our first family, even as we are covered, Lord God, by your merciful hand. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your favor. We thank you for expansion, Isha. We thank you for breakthrough. We thank you, Lord God, for elevation and promotion. Elevation, expansion, and promotion is our portion. And we rejoice, and we're exceedingly glad, Father, because you have made this possible through Jesus. And we thank you. Amen and amen. Prophetess Olympia, can you please do the announcement?
Amen, amen. Amen. You can join the Master Prophet for his 9 a.m. conference call Monday through Saturday, as well as the Pop Life Radio, which is the power of prayer that we have from Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then again at 8 p.m., our conference call with our very own Prophet Joshua Jordan and the Company of Prophets. That's from Monday through Saturday. Then join us again right back here on the same line for our Midnight Cry with Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. And that number is 1-515-604-9266. These are all the conference call numbers. It's the same. 1-515-604-9266. And if you'd like to sow your seed tonight, if this call was a blessing to you, you have an opportunity to text to give at 646-762-0433. Again, it's 646-762-0433. You can always call the customer care number at 888-831-0434. Amen. And if you're in the tri-state area, please join us for our Sunday service. It's at the Eagles House at 310 Riverside Drive. That's at 103 between West End Avenue and Riverside Drive, New York, New York, 125, and the service begins at 10:45 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., and then we have another service at 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. After the first service, we do serve dinner, and the dinner is free, so come one, come all, bring a neighbor, bring a friend, bring your family. Amen. Prophetess Darlene Gray.
Amen. And is it possible that what you seek is seeking you? Amen. If you have a prophetic call, prophetic gifting that needs refining and training, you need a covering. Amen. Join the Poem Seekers call at 641-715-3631. And the passcode is 533-404 and the pound sign. That's Tuesday and Friday nights at 9 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. Once again, the number is 641-715-3631, and the passcode is 533-404 and the pound sign. Amen. Get your seat in the ground. It's your act of worship. It's your act of gratitude. Amen. And watch your seed explode into manifestation of blessing. Amen. The number again is 646-762-0433. Text donation. Amen. God bless you is our prayer. Thank you for being on the call. Thank you for your faithfulness, company of prophets. Amen. Once again, we honor and love you to life. And Pastor and Archbishop, appreciate your service. And we bless you in the name of the Lord. God bless you is our prayer. Peace.
Good night, everyone. God bless you.